Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Summers in Alaska means road construction season across the states. With summer fast approaching, the Alaska Department of Transportation is gearing up with road projects on the Seward and Sterling highways. Justin Shelby, Administrative Operations Manager with the Alaska Department of Transportation, spoke on the project near Cooper Landing.
This summer, with that project, they're going to continue working on that section from about milepost 56 to 58 that they've been working on for the past couple of years. They've just got about a month and a half of work left there. This summer, they're going to be finishing up doing the final paving, the top lift. That's going to be starting about May 22nd. And the goal is they're going to try to get that finished up before Memorial Day weekend. After Memorial Day weekend, all they're really going to have left to do is striping. And they're hoping to finish that up by the second or third week of June.
Shelby provides updates on the Cooper Landing bypass for the 2023 season.
Yeah, so most of the rest of the work on that section of milepost 45 to 60, most of the rest of that work is taking place off-road, but there are going to be a couple areas to be on the lookout for. At Juno Creek and Bean Creek, that's where we're going to have large vehicles going on and off the highway for that work that's taking place off-road. So nothing really there, okay, except for just be aware there's going to be large vehicles coming on and off the highway. But we're not expecting any significant delays from that work. Again, it's mostly taking place off the roadway.
The project team will be available to answer questions and share updates Thursday, April 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cooper Landing Community Hall, mile 0.8 Bean Creek Road in Cooper Landing. Shelby advises drivers to be prepared when driving to and from Anchorage this summer.
Yeah, as far as traffic impacts to and from Anchorage, that is probably the area that you're going to see the most significant traffic impact. Up until now, they've been working on those bridges. Cars have been on temporary bridges, and they've been building the new bridges, you know, off to the side. This year, they're going to be working on all five bridges and shifting alignment from those temporary bridges to the new bridges. So work's going to be going on that project day and night. There will be traffic impacts and, you know, lane closures and impacts from them shifting the alignment basically all summer. Strongly encourage drivers to go take a look at our 511.alaska.gov for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with that project and other projects. There's a lot going on with that project this summer, and they're going to be moving traffic around a bit throughout the summer.
Over the winter, crews have been working at 20 Mile River on the construction of the new bridge. In April, traffic will be moved onto the temporary detour at Portage Creek 2. During non-working hours, speed limit between 20 Mile River and Placer River overflow will be 45 miles per hour. Be alert to temporary detour on the Seward Highway, milepost 78 near Placer River overflow. Be alert to reduced speeds of 35 miles per hour at the Placer River overflow detour 24 hours a day. Crews will be working alongside the shoulder of the Seward Highway between 20 Mile River and Placer River overflow Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Be aware of equipment exiting and entering the roadway. Be aware of large number of trucks exiting and entering the Seward Highway along the inside of the curve of milepost 79 near the Portage Glacier Highway intersection. For road construction updates, check 511.alaska.gov. The Chugach National Forest Fire Management staff, with support of wildland firefighters, are planning a prescribed pile burning on 16 acres of forest lands at Cooper Creek South Campground in Cooper Landing. Burning activity is scheduled to run this week in Cooper Landing. Prescribed burning of slash piles created because of ongoing spruce beetle mitigation and hazardous fuels reduction projects is necessary to reduce wildfire potential and reduce wildfire severity if one were to occur. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.